Hi, good morning, Robust. I hope everyone's well. Mizmor v'sodah, Real Hashem kol ha'aretz, Ivdos Hashem b'simcha b'olufanav b'nana. Du'uki Hashem hu Elokim hu asanu v'lo anachnu, amo b'tzon aviso. The Mefarshim here in Tillem explain, in terms of the flow of the psukim, that the basis or a basis for Ivdu Hashem b'simcha is the fact that Hashem hu Elokim, the person is assured that the schar for Avodas Hashem is a basis for the Avodas Hashem b'simcha. That this fills in a very, very important part of the picture for us. The pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, Tachas Asher Avata Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha U'Tuv Levav, which of course the context of the pasuk is the Tochacha. So it's something, I don't know, I think we struggle to understand in that Avodas Hashem B'Simcha seems to require a very high level of Avodas Hashem. Now, if you ask me to eat an ice cream cone b'simcha, so that's something I have a very natural capacity for, and I don't find it too much of a challenge. I don't know, but you say Avodas Hashem b'simcha. I don't know. That's already, and yet, of all of us. So there is something extraordinary, which is highlighted here by David HaMelech in this capital. The Rambam comments, he says that the philosophers say it, and they were mechaven in this to a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that wealth, for instance, which often in Olam Hazeh people find to be a source of simcha, is really something which is totally external to the person. And the significance of the fact that galgal hu hachozer ba'olam, and that Rahman al-Islam, a person can lose his wealth, is twofold. Number one, that reality in and of itself certainly undercuts the simcha shavu. But number two, okay, let's say a person pushes back on that and says, okay, so I've heard the horror stories. But for every one person who has a dramatic reversal, 1,000 people don't have that dramatic reversal. So I'm not going to lie in bed at night. I'm not going to lie awake at night in bed worrying about a 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 10,000 chance. So that's there's a lot of cogency to that. But the significance of pointing out that a person can lose wealth, it's significant even if a person has a guarantee, Yahweh Eliyahu V'Yomer, that he'll never lose the wealth. The fact is that it just highlights the fact that it's something external. It's not me. There's my bank account, and there's me. And it highlights the fact that it's not enduring beyond. Within Olam Hazeh, it can be lost. Even if that second would never ever materialize. And Baruch Hashem, for many people, especially when they make the hishtadlus of being responsible, it doesn't happen. But it highlights the fact that it's something external. And how can a person's fulfillment be from something which is totally external? Well, let's say a person, again, the Rambam continues, again, saying that the philosophers explain this and the Machabim to the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Let's say a person enjoys robust health. He's a competitor for the gold medal in the decathlon. Ad kedei kach. So it's the same point, highlighting the fact that A, it doesn't endure beyond Olam Hazeh. B, even in Olam Hazeh, a person can't guarantee his own health. The significance of the fact that one can, and one does hear of stories of people who overnight go from being healthy to symptom and getting a diagnosis, and Rahman al-Atslan being totally unhealthy, the significance of that goes beyond its actuarial significance. Because again, it highlights that it's not me. V'haraya, in the blink of an eye, it can be lost. So again, it's closer. And obviously a person is, the point of this is not to be mezalzel one's health. One is supposed to be careful about one's health. So obviously that's not the upshot. But it does highlight again that it's not me. It's not something. How can a person really take joy? So what does give a person then simcha? Again, talking about a person who's not holding on high madrigas of avodas Hashem. Poshta basav adamnik. So if you tell me that if I'll do A, B, and C, that I'll be zocha to chayim nitzchiyim, so that's me. There's nothing external about that, right? It's not something which doesn't endure beyond Olam Hazeh, and it's certainly not something which can be lost in Olam Hazeh. So if you'll explain to me that all I have to do is here's the fountain of youth, and all I have to do is drink from this fountain, and I can cancel my order for the hair dye, and everything will revert back. Okay, so and that's something which is guaranteed, and it's going to last. So that's already something internal, because it's something which is inseparable from me. So what's the point? The point is, and this is again, at least one small aspect of what David HaMelech is teaching us here, is that on whatever madrega a person is, he should be able to relate to Avodas Hashem b'simcha. Because even if I'm not holding on a madrega that I respond to the incredible zuchus and bracha of being Oved Hashem, shalom anas l'kabel pras, amanas shalom l'kabel pras. No, I can't even chalim about those madregas yet. I'm not there. I'm mutzav arza without the rosh b'shamayim. But a person can always, right, the most basic instinct and the strongest desire, a person who's emotional, that's the strongest instinct, the most basic instinct a person has, is the desire for life. Because That's Reb Shalom's plan for the world. And that's why he gave us such an instinct. That's his plan for the world. And therefore we have such an instinct. So Idos Hashem b'simcha b'alfan of benana. Maybe I'm not holding by that yet. I don't have to be holding by it. Du'uki Hashem Elokim. Du'uki Hashem hu Elokim. Right? Nam and l'shalim schar. So it's an amazing thing. Whatever madrega a person is on, so with reflection, he's in a position to be Ovedus Hashem b'simcha. Maybe the simcha initially, not maybe, definitely, the simcha initially will be partially linked to the to the schar nitzchi, which is promised. Okay, so let that be the simcha at this point. And hayos that mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma. So then gradually the percentages within the avodas Hashem b'simcha, so gradually they shift. And the degree to which the simcha is based on the shelo lishma, gradually, again, it begins to shift in favor of the lishma. But if we stop and just take enough time to reflect and properly frame Avodas Hashem, it can and therefore should always be b'simcha. When is something not b'simcha? When it's a burden. When it's a burden. I don't know. Doing your taxes is not b'simcha. I don't know. Maybe if you're an accountant and this is your panasa, so maybe it's a shekel b'simcha. But otherwise, I don't know anyone who feels euphoric at the sense of, oh, I'm going to sit down and do my taxes now. Okay, you got to do it. It's a burden, so you do it. But there's no tremendous simcha in doing it. The only way something is if something is either inherently meaningful, or it's something that's going to give me what I cherish most. So then a person does it b'simcha. And avodas Hashem is always that. On every level, a person is that. It doesn't matter what level a person's holding at. Avodas Hashem is the source of simcha. If a person is not holding on a high level of ruchnis, okay. So what is it that's my most basic and fundamental desire? V'chaybahem. That's my most basic and fundamental desire. And the path to that is Avodas Hashem. Mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma, a person moves. He moves a few rungs up on the ladder. So then avada, the simcha is lifnei Hashem, and that's why that there's always idos Hashem b'simcha. The Rebbe Shalom created us in such a way that on every rung on the ladder, at every stage in life, so it's the only, when you think about it, the only. Real, genuine source of simcha, and then memela is ivdu Hashem b'simcha.